Задание А8А14. Прослушайте текст. В заданиях А8А14 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. Now, we are ready to start.
Today, I'm talking to Chrissy Turney about her role in the hit stage production of Street, which is a hip-hop dance show. Chrissy, how did you get the part in the show?
The dance world is really competitive, so it's difficult to get a place on a show like Street. Even if you're a good dancer, there are hundreds of people like me looking for work, and we are rarely successful. I was lucky because I'd just been in a TV dance competition where I was spotted by the show's producer, who rang to talk to me. He was really friendly. I'd seen Street advertised in the paper, but never expected to be in it.
Did you have any time off before starting to practice for Street?
No, because I ended up getting into the final of the dance program. After that, I only had a day or two to rest. There was very little time to get ready. I had to move to London. Fortunately, my brother lives there, so I didn't have to make an effort of finding somewhere to stay. I had a minor foot injury from working so hard, so I had to take it easy for the first few days.
Have you noticed any famous people in the audience of Street?
Yes, I've spotted several well-known people. I suppose that might make some people nervous in case they mess up, which I understand. I actually felt proud to be the part of the whole thing. Reviews can make a real difference to a show's success. The main thing is that people enjoy the show, whether there are famous people in the audience or not. I just love looking out from the stage and seeing people tapping along to the music. It encourages me to put myself all into the performance.
Did you want to be a hip-hop dancer when you started out dancing?
All I ever wanted to do was dance. I'd have done anything for it. I wondered what it would be like to be one of those dancers you see in TV programs. You know, when someone's singing, for example. But that idea didn't last. I wanted to be noticed. My first love was ballet, but I didn't have the right body shape, so I had to focus on other forms of dance.
What do you like so much about hip-hop dance?
Most forms of dance change over time, even things like classical ballet. But because hip-hop mirrors popular culture and obviously it's influenced by the music, it changes faster, and you never know what direction it's going to take next. You have to find new ways to express yourself.
Do you get on well with other dancers in the show?
There are always rumors about people falling out in the arts, which is natural when there is so much competition to keep your place. There are only a few of us, though, so we've managed to avoid diving into little groups who gossip about each other. We achieve a good balance, I think.
So, what's the next after Street?
I finish touring next month, and there are loads of things I want to do. When I finish performing myself, I'd like to teach dance, but that won't be for a while. So I've made up my mind to take a break from dancing and do a bit of study. I've been offered a position on a cruise ship, which I'd been considering, though it would be time spent away from family again. A bit of sunshine would be nice, though.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Today I'm talking to Chrissy Turney about her role in the hit stage production of Street, which is a hip-hop dance show. Chrissy, how did you get the part in the show?
The dance world is really competitive, so it's difficult to get a place on a show like Street. Even if you're a good dancer, there are hundreds of people like me looking for work, and we are rarely successful. I was lucky because I'd just been in a TV dance competition where I was spotted by the show's producer, who ran to talk to me. He was really friendly. I'd seen Street advertised in the paper, but never expected to be in it.
Did you have any time off before starting to practice for Street?
No, because I ended up getting into the final of the dance program. After that, I only had a day or two to rest. There was very little time to get ready. I had to move to London. Fortunately, my brother lives there, so I didn't have to make an effort of finding somewhere to stay. I had a minor foot injury from working so hard, so I had to take it easy for the first few days.
Have you noticed any famous people in the audience of Street?
Yes, I've spotted several well-known people. I suppose that might make some people nervous in case they mess up, which I understand. I actually felt proud to be the part of the whole thing. Reviews can make a real difference to a show's success. The main thing is that people enjoy the show, whether there are famous people in the audience or not. I just love looking out from the stage and seeing people tapping along to the music. It encourages me to put myself all into the performance.
Did you want to be a hip-hop dancer when you started out dancing?
All I ever wanted to do was dance. I'd have done anything for it. I wondered what it would be like to be one of those dancers you see in TV programs. You know, when someone's singing, for example. But that idea didn't last. I wanted to be noticed. My first love was ballet, but I didn't have the right body shape, so I had to focus on other forms of dance.
What do you like so much about hip-hop dance?
Most forms of dance change over time, even things like classical ballet. But because hip-hop mirrors popular culture and obviously it's influenced by the music, it changes faster, and you never know what direction it's going to take next. You have to find new ways to express yourself.
Do you get on well with other dancers in the show?
There are always rumors about people falling out in the arts, which is natural when there is so much competition to keep your place. There are only a few of us, though, so we've managed to avoid diving into little groups who gossip about each other. We achieve a good balance, I think.
So, what's the next after Street?
I finish touring next month, and there are loads of things I want to do. When I finish performing myself, I'd like to teach dance, but that won't be for a while. So I've made up my mind to take a break from dancing and do a bit of study. I've been offered a position on a cruise ship, which I'd been considering, though it would be time spent away from family again. A bit of sunshine would be nice, though.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.